Fee-paying private grammar school in Dundalk will introduce Gaelic football for senior cycle students from next year after students staged protests over the refusal by school management to allow them to participate in the sport and compete in school competitions. In May, students at Dundalk Grammar walked out of class and staged a match on the school's AstroTurf pitch. Despite calls from students, parents and teachers, the school's Board of Governors had at that time remained firm in its decision, but yesterday changed their minds. Sean McLean is with us. He's chairperson of Louth GAA. Sean, good morning. Thanks for taking a call today.
Good morning. How are you?
Tell us more about what you understand happened at Dundalk Grammar and how Gaelic games came to be finally offered to students.
The students requested from the teachers and from the Board of Governors if they could play Gaelic games within the school. Their core games up there is hockey, rugby and soccer, but some of the students, or a lot of the students, actually want to play Gaelic games as well. So when they put that to the Board of Governors, they were told that it wasn't feasible at that time. So they pushed on and they spoke to several of the teachers up there and they rode in behind them. They offered all the help they could. And they started to get it going. They played one game in the Lennon Cup this year, but then the Board of Governors requested that they don't go any further, that they leave it for now and they would review it. So we just got word during the week there that the Board of Governors have indeed reconsidered their situation, reconsidered the position on it, and they have allowed them to go ahead with entering teams into the Lennon Cup in 2025.
And why wasn't Gaelic played there before?
It was played there previously under the Dundalk schools, where some of the Dundalk schools all had a team and they played together. So there were some of the pupils from the grammar school who played with that. But over the last several years now, for some reason or another, they haven't been playing Gaelic games there.
Do you know why? Was it lack of coaching or any particular reason?
No, I think that they were focusing on their what they perceived to be their core sports was the rugby, the soccer and the hockey. And they wanted to concentrate on that, but the pupils did want to play Gaelic games.
Will girls play too?
Girls is more than welcome to play, of course they are, yeah. It's great to see the girls. It's a fantastic sport at the minute, and the girls is really coming into it, so it's brilliant to see it, and they have said that the girls is included in this as well, so it's brilliant.
Do you know of any other school where the sport isn't offered, even though the students want to play it?
Not that I'm aware of. I know there is some schools out there that's predominantly rugby schools and soccer schools, but it's a case of where that's the sport that the pupils want to play. It's not a case that they're not allowed to play other sports. So I wasn't aware of any other one out there at the minute, no.
Separately, what happened at Croke Park yesterday evening? Were you involved in that meeting?
I was in the meeting. It's a very informative meeting, and Croke Park will be releasing a statement shortly on the outcome of it. So,
were you there?
No, it wasn't in Croke Park, it was online.
And are Louth County Board's finances completely up to date with revenue? Have Louth been able to sign off on their 2024 accounts?
It's probably not something I'd want to go into on the radio, to be honest. It is sent out to our clubs. We're dealing with our clubs on it, and the accounts all have been, they will be presented at the convention and then next week. So it's probably not something we need to expand on.
Do you know, or are you just not in a position to say?
Do we know? That's something like I would rather not discuss on the radio, to be honest. No, listen, we have no issue with our accounts in Louth. They're going to the clubs, they're presented to the clubs, and they'll be discussed at length at the county board meeting next week or the county convention.
Have they been signed off?
They have, yeah. They have.
Okay. Sean McLean, chairperson of Louth GAA, thank you very much for speaking with us.